Staying on the theme of drugs and COVID-19, the Trump administration is making a push to increase U.S.-based manufacturing of drugs and devices after shortages during the COVID-19 pandemic due to overseas productions. Let's get a sense of whether the U.S. is up to that. We welcome Bloomberg Law's Shira Stein. So, Shira, thanks so much for joining us here. It's been a long time since the U.S., I guess, healthcare business, pharmaceutical, medical devices has onshored a lot of that manufacturing. What's the status of that business today?
Yeah, over the last 30 years, we've seen companies move their operations more and more offshore due to financial reasons for the most part. But the Trump administration and lawmakers have been complaining about this for years, but it feels like this might actually be a moment where that changes. The administration awarded a $354 million contract to a corporation called Flow Corp to make generic drugs in the U.S., and there's an executive order floating around. It sounds there is a real concerted effort from them to do this.
All right, so what has to happen here? It seems like, again, like a lot of industries over the last 30, 40, 50 years, the manufacturing of certain products has been, sent to lower cost markets around the world, mostly in Asia, particularly in China. But what we saw in those early days of the pandemic was we couldn't get enough face masks, we couldn't get enough PPE. It seems like the incentive for the U.S. government to bring that stuff onshore is pretty high right now.
Yeah, absolutely. In addition to PPE, which we've heard a lot about, we had shortages of drugs that kept patients calm while they were on ventilators. We had shortages of drugs used for dialysis because we saw COVID patients who were having kidney problems. We've seen hundreds of drugs go on shortage during this pandemic, and I think the administration realizes that in future crises or public health emergencies, this could continue to be a problem if it's a nationwide pandemic or a worldwide pandemic.
So, what incentives can the U.S. government provide? I'm not sure if the healthcare industry is saying, hey, listen, if you want us to manufacture these goods, whether they're PPE or pharmaceuticals, you have to provide us some incentives to do it in the U.S. Otherwise, it's just not economically viable for us. Are there things that maybe industry and the government are discussing right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I mentioned, we had the Flow Corp contract where they gave them a $354 million grant. We could see the U.S. government investing in facilities. We've seen some of that with the Defense Production Act, them providing funding to companies to retool their facilities. We could also see guaranteed government contracts with agencies that purchase drugs directly. HHS is also working on retooling the Strategic National Stockpile, and that would have manufacturers and medical supply distributors source supply. So all of those things combined could lead to manufacturers saying, yes, maybe it is financially worth it to do this.
Is that going to be, the timing of all those things? Sure, I think about the U.S. government, and I just think about red tape and time, and the duration it takes to kind of negotiate all those things. I'm actually thinking as soon as maybe the fall, where there might be a resurgence of the virus, and the need right now to stockpile PPE, to stockpile drugs, to stockpile ventilators. Ventilators were such a big issue there for several weeks. What's the sense of timing?
Yeah, they've moved very quickly during the pandemic. So one of the other barriers could be getting FDA approval to move these production lines or to completely build a new factory. And the FDA did move really quickly. They allowed one company to move a production line in 3 days. They approved that in 3 days. That's not normal. Normally it takes months, 18 months to do something like that. So we could see it. We also saw some of these contracts move through really quickly. We just saw the DoD and the International Development Finance Corporation have an agreement yesterday to provide more funding around these sorts of issues. So it really depends on how much energy they want to do this. I think if we continue to have this as a public health emergency, they have these flexibilities in place where they can do this. The one problem that they might run into is trade issues. This could lead to the U.S., depending on which drugs they want to bring back to being manufactured in the U.S., it could lead to them needing to renegotiate trade agreements with other countries.
That sounds like another layer of uncertainty here. Is that something that, I mean, it seems like if I'm a U.S. pharmaceutical company, do I have to manufacture it somewhere else, or can I manufacture it in the U.S.?
They can choose to manufacture it in the U.S., but if the Trump administration phrases it a certain way that says, oh, drug companies have to manufacture these certain drugs here, like is sort of outlined in the executive order, then that could run into trade agreement problems. But if it falls within some of the national security exceptions, they might be
Yep.
able to work around some of the trade issues.
Hey, Sherry, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate your thoughts and insights into this issue because we're certainly going to probably rear its ugly head again, and maybe as soon as this fall or this winter, to the extent that there is a resurgence. Sherry Stein, she is a Bloomberg Law reporter, bringing us up to date on kind of the healthcare manufacturing aspect.